Hi, it's Mac, it's McCogan here on Audio Boo. It's the 1st of February 2015, and today is the beginning of the audio challenge, if you like, or festival of February 2015. And day one's topic is do smartphones apps help you? And I'm thinking this is titled Smartphones. I wonder if it applies to iPads and other devices, because on my iPad there are actually quite a few apps that I use there that I do not use on my iPhone, but I'll stick to the smartphone if I can't even say it. Okay. Do they help me? Well, yes they do. I have an iPhone 4S. I've had that for a wee while now, and I love this phone. It's great. And I actually managed to upgrade it to iOS 8 just the other day there, which was great, because I got rid of some apps that I wasn't really using to make the space for the iOS 8. And once that was in, actually it cleared off some space, similar to what it did with my iPad Air the other day. So anyway, do smartphone apps help me? Of course they do, because I'm looking at one page. I cleared a lot out, so basically I've got the equivalent of 2.5 pages on my iPhone 4S. Now, some of them you can't get rid of, so you could say, well, they're there, but I can't do anything about it. The specific Apple apps, of course. But if you've got apps on your mobile device and you're not using them, get rid of them. So I guess my 2.5 pages are apps that, in general, I do use, and they do help. If I were to start with messaging, which is on my page one, yeah, that's a fantastic app, because especially with iOS 8 now, because what you can do is send and receive text messages on your other iOS devices and on your iMac if it's compatible. Mine isn't at the moment, but we'll see what happens. So messaging is definitely a great one, and it helps you keep in contact with just very, very short messages, which is brilliant. And we've got all those emojis that we can put in as well. Coming down from there, and I'm just looking at ones that I really do use. Shazam. I love Shazam, because it also picks up classical music now, which I didn't know of when I found it out about a few weeks ago. It's brilliant, and I do use that very regularly, because wherever you are, you can just fire up Shazam and ask it to tell you the song. You can even immediately ask if you want to play it, get some links to the music, the singer or the band or whatever, and also even the lyrics. It's brilliant. Shazam, I love it to bits. Coming down from there, I don't use YouTube on my smartphone. I'll rephrase it. I use it seldomly. If I'm using YouTube, it's on the iPad. Bigger screen, fantastic stuff. And coming down from there is what? Spotify. Well, I use Spotify. I've got premium for 6 months because of an upgrade on my phone, but I won't pay £9.99 when the 6 months are up. A month? No, I won't. So while it's great just now for capturing music and it links between my devices and my Mac, it's brilliant for that kind of stuff. So in that case, yes, it's helping me, it's useful to me. And so I guess, you know, we have to say that if we're using something, if it's on a daily basis or even throughout the week, if you're using an app, it's useful to you. Isn't that the case? From Spotify, come next to the Audio Boom app. Yes, I do use it because I found it, because I wanted to favourite, like, comment and post on, retweet, etc. I had to come away from Downcast to do it easily. It just means that it's a wee bit awkward to use, so I have to say that it's useful for what I'm using for it at the moment, but in general, as other people have said, it's not really a useful app anyway, but I'm trying to make it work for me the way it is just now. So we'll quickly pass over that and go to page two. One I do use very often is PhotoSync. I know we have iCloud, I do have iCloud, so if I take a photograph it appears in that, but some of the times I want to get it there on my desktop immediately and do it, especially if I'm posting to something else. So ForSync is an app I use very regularly, and it's great. It's almost instantaneous transfer from your iOS device to the Mac, and vice versa, of course. And so it's great for that. What else have I got? I'm trying to see what else is there that I use. One that's of great use in the summer months, not so much this month, is Dark Sky. It's a weather app. It's an excellent weather app. Very, very accurate indeed. I used it last summer when we do the car boots, my wife's charity car boots, to know when it's going to rain, if it's going to rain, and it can tell you to within minutes or sometimes seconds when it's going to rain. In the winter, because we're not doing car boots, it's not really so critical, but in the summer months, it's a brilliant app and is used, well, let's just say it's used every weekend that can be used. Not a daily item, but certainly well used. And on to page 3, nothing worth talking about there. So, as I said, I do use some apps on my iPad that I don't use on my iPhone, but I'll stick to the smartphones. Okay, do they cause you to waste more time? I think they do, actually. I think you get caught up in certain things. If you dare to go into Twitter, I'm not talking about notifications or messages, I'm talking about the public timeline, as it were. Sometimes you spot some and it takes you away in a tangent, you know, and before you know it, you're, God, you've lost so much time. But they do cause you to waste time in your day, or they do with me. But then again, they are part of my life, and if they weren't there, I'd just waste time doing other things. I don't want to work all the time. I want to have some leisure time, and I won't sit and listen to music all day long. Well, that might be nice. Which apps are your favourite? Well, on smartphones, I think I've mentioned the ones that I really, really like, and they're very few, aren't they? Just 3 or 4, to be honest with you, that I use all the time. Of course, I should have said with the Audioboo app, it's listening to my friends on Audioboo. That's probably its biggest feature that works in a roundabout way. But although I could do it through Downcast, let's have to say that if Audio Boom wasn't there, I wouldn't have that audio, whether it was Downcast or the app itself. So I have to say that in that respect, all hail Audio Boom. Which apps are your favourite that you can't live without? I don't know. Audio Boom. I don't want to live without Audio Boom. And I don't want to listen to any app that I've got that relates to music. Not that I couldn't live without Shazam or Spotify. So the music app on the smartphone is a definite because it's loaded with stuff. I didn't mention the Boss Chuck Studio app, which is a brilliant app. But unfortunately, I used it today actually, for streaming a live broadcast from my... In fact, as I look round to the window ledge, it's still sitting there, recording and shoving things through Audiobus to Koala-san. And then up to Icecast on the interweb, where it's broadcast on a certain link, and it's still running. I really need to close it down now. Birds have abandoned the garden. But anyway... I don't think there's an app, really, apart from the ones I mentioned, that I couldn't live without. It wouldn't make life as enjoyable. Because, after all, most of the apps are educational, whatever form they appear in. Was there an app that really disappointed you? Audible app. Moving on swiftly. No. Well, I suppose, yes. But if I were to go and look at apps, and on an iOS device you can go to your purchased apps, and then there's a tab that allows you to look at apps that are not on this device. In other words, you've taken them off the device. I think I've got about 200. No, some are there to save space on the device, but I will pull them back. I've done it in the past. I've pulled them back into use and then taken them off again when I didn't need them again. But in general, there's so many ones. There are so many apps that disappointed. I disappointed one the other. My God, I downloaded one the other day. The electrical one for working out formula for testing. It got moderate reviews, so I downloaded it. It's rubbish. Rubbish. So I trashed it immediately. I can do in my head what, even in my head, and that's saying something, what this app actually does, as opposed to what it claimed to have been able to do. I've been disappointed with so many apps, but I'm not going to go through them all now. What's your opinion of the smartphone app for the future versus just using a pencil and paper to write your shop down? Okay. Of course, things are going to progress. Smartphones, tablets, computers, they're all going to progress. Technology will always do that. It's a giant rolling ball that's on... this is going to sound stupid. It's on an infinite journey. And it's just rolling and rolling and growing faster and faster. Technology is wonderful. I love technology. And I'm sure that in the very near future, there'll be some incredible stuff. So, and smartphone will always be part of that in whatever guise it comes in. I just think it has to be there. As for pencil and paper, well, many of you know my issues with trying to remember what to do. And as I sit here just now, I'm looking at 9 different cards, all with lists on them, relevant to house and home, or technology, or internet, or audio boo. And if I open my drawer, shut it again quickly, there's about another 8 or 9 in there that I've had to put to the side for a moment. I will never, and this is just down to me, I will never be able to go without pen and paper. I've tried them all, Evernote and various other ones, schedules and reminders on the app, the reminder app. And all that happens is I just revert back to cards. Cards are so easy for me to follow. Yes, it results in an untidy desktop. That's a literal desktop, not a metaphorical one. It results in an untidy desktop, but because it does get untidy, I tend to clear stuff off so I can tear that card up and then introduce another card. So no, it will never, technology will never stop me from using pen and paper. But then I'm of an older genre, older age, and my mind, my memory is terrible. Younger people may not have that issue and will use Evernote or whatever else they use. So anyway, that's enough waffling on about February day 1 2015, smartphone technology and apps. Anyway, great subject. I'm sure there'll be loads of stuff coming about this. I wonder what day 2 is. I haven't even had a look yet. I'm scared to have a look. And I wonder if there's an app for it. Thanks for listening. Oh, and by the way, if this audio sounds a wee bit disjointed when you hear it, it's because I've been interrupted 3 or 4 times. Yes, can't get that peace nowadays. Bye for now.